This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
We'll join WSMI Farm Director Angela Besch for part two of the Morning Farm Show in just a moment. On the Chicago Board of Trade yesterday, March wheat ended the day at 6.11 and a half, down 24. May wheat ended at 6.15 and a quarter, down 23 and a quarter. July wheat ended at 6.16 and a half, down 22 and a half. March corn yesterday ended at 4.07 and three quarter, down six and a quarter. May corn ended at 4.16 and a quarter, down six and a quarter. July corn ended at 4.23, down five and a half. January soybeans yesterday ended at 10.28 and three quarter, down nine and three quarter. March beans ended at 10.35 and a quarter, down ten and a half. May beans ended at 10.42 and a half, down ten and three quarter. January soybean meal yesterday ended at 371.40, up a penny. March meal ended at 355.70, down 26. And May meal ended at 347.80, down 31. January soybean oil yesterday ended at 31.93, down 29. March oil 32.05, down 31. May oil ended at 32.27, down 31. March oats yesterday ended at 307 and three quarter, down one and a quarter. May oats ended at 310 and a half, down a penny. Right now we'll take you to the Department of Agriculture in Springfield for a recap of the cash grain markets.
Thank you. This is Jerry Milberg with the Illinois Department of Agriculture with Wednesday's Grain Market Report. The Illinois country grain prices ended lower on Wednesday afternoon. Wheat turned down on technical selling, which undermined corn and soybeans and sent the Board of Trade prices lower. In northern and western Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids down 6 to 8 cents at 368 to 388. Soybean bids were 10 to 11 lower at 981 to 1013. In central Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn 3 to 7 lower at 373 to 392. Soybean bids down 9 to 10 cents at 1004 to 1041. In the southern part of the state, shell corn bids were down 3 to 5 cents at 380 to 394, soybeans 10 cents lower at 1011 to 1039, and the wheat bids dropped 24 to 26 cents at 510 to 577. Illinois soybean processor cash soybean bids 10 cents lower at 1024 to 1039, basis steady range from 5 under to 10 over the January. Hypro 48% soybean meal on a truck basis offered in a range of 396.40 to 426.40, and basis ended steady at 25 to 55 over the January. Illinois corn processor cash corn bids down 6 cents at 396 to 408, with basis steady range from 12 under to option the March. Illinois River barge loading elevators quoted producer corn bids 6 cents lower at 388 to 394. Basis steady range from 20 to 14 under the March. Soybeans down 10 cents at 1033 to 1041, with basis unchanged at 4 to 12 over the January. East St. Louis barge loading terminal elevators place their producer corn bids 6 cents lower at 413 to 414. These same elevators lowered their soybean prices by 10 to 11 cents, with quotations at 1062 to 1063. Soft red winter wheat lost 24 cents to 6.11 to 6.12, and Milo down 6 at 4.58 to 4.63. Contract bids to producers for new crop delivered grain in northern and western Illinois. Country elevator bids to producers in those regions for new crop corn range from 3.87 up to 4.03. New crop soybean bids at 9.55 to 9.85. In central Illinois, new crop corn bids range from 386 up to 403, new crop soybean bids at 973 to 989, and in the southern part of the state, new crop corn bids range from 386 to 403, new crop bean bids at 956 to 985, and wheat bids for June-July delivery in southern Illinois, those range from 558 up to 587. That completes our country grain report for Wednesday. This is Jerry Milberg with the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Livestock futures on the Chicago Board of Trade yesterday. February hogs ended at 81.30, down 35. April hogs ended at 83.67, down 12. May hogs ended at 86.57, down 40. January feeder cattle yesterday ended at 214.75, down 237. March feeders, 212.72, down 255. April feeders, 213.52, down 242. December cattle yesterday ended at 162.50, up 65. February cattle ended at 160.57, down 2. April cattle, 159.40, down 22. Back we go to the Department of Agriculture in Springfield for a recap of the cash livestock markets.
Thank you. This is David Humphreys, the Illinois Department of Agriculture, with Wednesday, the 24th afternoon livestock report. Starting with the National Daily Direct Hog Report, calculations for 200-pound pork carcass traded $1.05 lower, in a range of $67.50 to $76, with a weighted average carcass price of $74.33. From the Illinois Direct Sow Report, slaughter sows are trading steady with moderate demand for moderate to light offerings. U.S. 1 and 3 grade sows under 400 pounds traded at 37 to 43, 4 to 5 weight at 41 to 46, 5 to 6 weight at 44 to 47, and over 600 pounds at 48 to 50. In the Illinois Direct Hog Trade, barrels and gelts and country buying points are trading steady with moderate demand for moderate offerings ranging from $46 to $54. Receipts for Illinois hogs have totaled today $11,068. Fairview's sale barn auction report for Tuesday, December 23rd, compared to last week, slaughter steers and heifers sold a dollar lower. Slaughter cows sold 3 to 15 lower. Receipts were $187. Slaughter steers choice at 154 to 160. Slaughter steers select and choice at 150 to 153. Slaughter Holstein steers select at 121.50 to 133. Slaughter heifers choice at 154.50 to 160.50. And slaughter cows premium average dressing at 128 to 131.50. Breakers average dressing at 150 to 108.75. Boners at 104 to 112 and a quarter. And leans 87 to 96. And slaughter bulls average dressing yield grade 1 at 120 to 130. From the National Daily Direct Pork FOB plant report, trading for retail and processing cuts was established with 413 loads traded. Calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass was $86.93, which was 59 cents lower. The National Box Beef Cutout Report, values for choice and select beef carcasses were trading higher. Choice carcasses were $242.60, which was $3.24 higher, with select carcasses at $231.26, which was $1.04 higher. For the estimated daily slaughter under federal inspection, cattle slaughter was estimated at 44,000 compared to 101,000 last week and zero for 1 year ago. Hog slaughter was estimated at 187,000 compared to 430,000 last week and zero for 1 year ago. That concludes our report. This is David Humphreys, the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Monthly USDA reports will be coming out the first half of January. Market analyst for Water Street Solutions, Arlen Suderman, went over what he expects to see from these reports.
Well, I think that probably the biggest potential change at the market is factoring in already, and I think it's important to recognize that, is there's a number of traders who believe that USDA could significantly cut corn acreage in its report by 2 to 3 million and further cut production. Now, in its final production estimates for corn. Now, the most bullish scenario that I can conceive from that combination would be a drop in ending stocks to about 1.5 billion bushels, down from about roughly 2 billion where we're currently at. So that would be a big swing in the fundamentals and probably get a big immediate reaction out of the markets. Much of that's already been priced into the market, much of that expectation. The concern would be if we don't get that reduction in acreage and we don't get the reduction in yield, would that be a big disappointment and lead to a big sell-off in the market? So I think that's probably the bigger risk at this point, whether we get that. Now, the argument over the acreage goes back to the FSA acreage, which continues to show much smaller acreage planted than what USDA NAS or the crop monthly crop reports show. If you do a statistical analysis of the data versus past years and the differences between FSA and NAS data, it would suggest that we could see about a 1.9 million acre reduction in acreage if the certification rate was the same as in past years. And that's the big question. Did we have a 1% or 2% reduction in the number of farmers who certify their acreage? If so, that could account for the differences. And that we simply don't know and won't know until January 12th.
So there tends to be a disparity between the FSA and NAS numbers for that reason?
Yeah, absolutely. And so that raises a lot of question marks going into the January report. And it's, the January report releases so much different data, final production estimates for 2014, winter wheat acreage estimates for 2015, supply and demand estimates for both a domestic and a global balance sheet, quarterly stocks reports for corn, soybeans, wheat, and the other major crops as of December 1. Those reports are known for their surprises, and there's no real tendency or trends or logic into which way those surprises are. You have to be braced or prepared for a surprise in either direction.
And how will people be bracing themselves for a surprise?
Well, producers who are still what we call long in the market, in other words, have not priced their 2014 production and maybe not priced any of their 2015 production, need to be looking at strategies to make sure they have protected their risk exposure. On the other hand, producers who have perhaps priced all of their 2014 production may want to implement some option strategies, maybe some short-dated options or some other strategies. Work with your marketing advisor on that in order to take advantage of any potential bullish surprises that may be in a report ahead of time to protect them through that, through the report itself. The January reports are known for their big price moves following the report in either direction.
Again, that was market analyst for Water Street Solutions, Arlen Suderman. The Night Before Christmas, originally titled A Visit from St. Nicholas, is a poem that was written in 1822 by Clement Moore for his children. Moore is an American poet born in New York City. His A Visit from St. Nicholas was first published anonymously in the Troy Centennial in 1823. Todd Gleason of the University of Illinois delivers his rendition of a holiday classic, The Night Before Christmas.
The Night Before Christmas, a poem by Clement Moore. "'Twas the night before Christmas when all through the house not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse. The stockings were hung by the chimney with care in hopes that St. Nicholas would soon be there. The children were nestled all snug in their beds while visions of sugar plums danced in their heads. And Mom in her kerchief, and I in my cap, well, we'd just settled down for a long winter's nap. When out on the lawn, there rose such a clatter, I sprang from my bed to see what was the matter, and away to the window I flew like a flash, tore open the shutters and threw open the sash, and the moon on the breast of the new-fallen snow gave a luster of midday to the objects below. When what to my wondering eye should appear but a miniature sleigh and 8 tiny reindeer, with a little old driver, so lively and quick, I knew in a moment it must be St. Nick. More rapid than eagles, his courses they came, and he whistled and shouted and called them by name. Now Dasher, now Dancer, now Prancer and Vixen, on Comet, on Cupid, on Donner and Blitzen. To the top of the porch, to the top of the wall, now dash away, dash away, dash away all. As dry leaves that before the wild hurricane fly, when they meet with an obstacle mount to the sky, so up to the house of the coursers they flew, with a sleigh full of toys, and St. Nicholas too. And then, in a twinkling I heard on the roof, the prancing and pawing of each little hoof. As I drew in my head and was turning around, down the chimney St. Nicholas came with a bound. He was dressed, all in fur from his head to his foot, and his clothes were all tarnished with ashes and soot. A bundle of toys he'd flung on his back, and he looked like a peddler, just opening his pack. His eyes, how they twinkled, his dimples, how merry. His cheeks were like roses, his nose like a cherry. His droll little mouth, it was drawn up like a bow, and the beard on his chin, well, that was as white as snow. The stump of the pipe he held tight in his teeth, and the smoke it encircled his head like a wreath. He had a broad face, and a little round belly that shook when he laughed like a bowl full of jelly. He was chubby and plump, a right jolly old elf, and I laughed when I saw him in spite of myself. A wink of his eye, a twist of his head, soon gave me to know I had nothing to dread. He spoke not a word, but went straight to his work and filled all the stockings. And then he turned with a jerk, and laying his finger beside his nose, and giving a nod, up the chimney he rose. He sprang to his sleigh, to his team, gave a whistle, and away they all flew like the down on a thistle. But I heard him exclaim, ere he drove out of sight, "Merry Christmas to all, and to all a good night."
That's all for this morning's Farm Show. For WSMI, I'm Angela Besh. Thanks for tuning in.